Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. It seems almost inconceivable we are nearing the halfway point of month two. As January fades in the rearview mirror, seed and plant catalogs are filling our mailboxes, rousing spirits of those among us with green thumbs. I've received a couple of those colorful growing prospectus and had to laugh when my frozen breath obscured my reach to get the first one out of the snow-covered letterbox. Our hit-and-miss cold season is back this week after the brief spring prelude around first of the month. How long this snow and cold spell will hang in there is anyone's guess. A rather surprising snow happening blanketed the territory last weekend. 4 to 6 inches redressed the forest from mid-trail on out. Since then, we've had few other lesser droppings, causing not too much strain, but still a pain. If I'm going to have to move the fluff, my time seems only worthy of a substantial dose. It's notable that man-made piles of the plowed white stuff are growing to cause visibility problems at road intersections, and mailboxes are getting hard to find. Furthermore, while stepping off the beaten path, I found it knee-high to nearly waist-deep in places off the mile of pine. Most people acquainted with me know of my passion for the winter season, so they'll understand my fascination with being out in the snow, whether it's removing the bleached essence or just meandering through it. There's almost nothing I can think of to match the solitude of frozen crystals descending from the heavens. In spite of the worry about what an approaching vehicle might do during winter driving conditions, a truly enjoyable experience for yours truly is a drive through Gunflint Country as flakes are coming down. Such was the case during our run to the village and back for church last Sunday. Intensities of the snowy excursion varied from near whiteouts at times to meandering flurries at others along the frosted continuum. The splendor of a Hallmark card scene in the making was something to behold with each passing Gunflint mile. My enchantment probably sounds a little hokey, but such wilderness treks have unbelievable charm. If one enjoys the beauty of nature in winter, you just have to be here to fully appreciate. Thursdays find me blazing the trail to Grand Marais to file my weekly scoop in the WTIP studios. Nearly every week, someone in town will ask, "Did you see any critters on the way in?" While many trips are uneventful in terms of animal sightings, this past week, a fine-looking moose cow briefly interrupted the run. It's always exciting when one encounters one of these Northwoods icons, especially when it's not a close call with a vehicle. With the deer population nearly depleted in the upper trail, it's almost as unusual to see a whitetail as to see a member of the declining moose herd. Friends came upon a singleton deer on South Gunflint Lake Road recently. It seemed to be in an exhausted state, walking right down the middle of the road. The antlerless critter refused to move out of the way, apparently finding the plowed road easier wayfaring than the deep snow-filled ditches. After about a half mile of taking its share of the right-of-way out of the middle, it finally moved over so the vehicle could pass. Even then, the usually flighty animal did not bound away from danger. The situation would make one wonder if the deer had been in a run for its life and was just too exhausted to be bothered by anything other than survival struggles. On another note, deer predators remain on the hunt. With almost nightly regularity, one makes a trip down the mile of pine. Minor snows of late have left fresh tracking paths from Wildersmith to our mailbox location about 2 miles away. I find Brother Wolf to be steadfastly focused on its mission down the road. An occasional stop to mark territorial boundaries, it all that breaks the relentless straight-line pattern of paw prints between the snowbanks. In contrast, fox and coyotes, those distant cousins, wander in all directions, sniffing every potential link to a meal source buried in white. In a follow-up to last week's commentary on North Country water quality issues, I received copy of a new publication specific to Cook County. The document is the first in a series of reports on the status of water conditions in county lakes. Entitled Water Watch, it's a collaborative newsletter produced by Lake Superior North Watershed Project, funded by the MPCA. Also, Cook County Coalition of Lake Association, with contributions from County AIS Coordinator and Karen Evans of the MPCA. At first reading, I find this issue to be well done and highly informative. Initial deliveries are going out to area Lake Association presidents for distributions to their members. This is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith. Have a great Valentine's Day.